Chapter 2. Wise men visit baby Jesus. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the days of Herod the king, astrologers from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And when Herod the king heard it, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ should be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are in no way least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who shall be shepherd of my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the Magi and learned from them exactly what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I may also come and worship him." And they, having heard the king, went their way, and the star which they saw in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And they came into the house and saw the young child with Mary his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they offered to him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country by another route. Now, when they had departed, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." And he arose, and took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and stayed there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt did I call my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the Magi, was furious and sent out soldiers and slew all the male children that were in Bethlehem and in all the borders of it, aged 2 years and under, according to the time which he had determined from the Magi. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be comforted, because they are not." But when Herod was dead, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead that sought the young child's life." And he arose, and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he withdrew into the region of Galilee, and he went and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophets, that he should be called a Nazarene.